Trying to pick the outcome of elections in the last decade is harder than trying to pick a broken nose. And trust me, I've tried both, and it's fraught with pain and disappointment. But our regular guest, Centre for Stories Director Dr. Rob Wood, has been casting his keen eye over the electorate, and he's identified the swing voter group that holds the key to success. We've had NASCAR guy and soccer mum in the USA. Now it's time in Australia for smoked meat guy. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, mate, happy to have you in here. Now, look, elections are incredibly hard to predict. Even Sportsbet got it supremely wrong at the last election. And those swing voters hold the key. And picking which way they're going to head gives a pretty good idea of results. So now, you've tagged this smoked meat guy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm not really a gambling man. I work in the arts, so you know the funds are a little bit low, but I'm happy to lay a multi on every now and then. I'm going Fremantle with a flag this year. I'm going Albo for the win, and I'm also going smoked meat guy. Now, smoked meat guy, like Jeff says, is a swing voter who holds the key to this election. For people who are keen political watchers, you might have seen the gender breakdown of voting intentions at the moment. And that's come on the back of particularly heinous and mean treatment at the hands of the Liberal Party against women in particular, from pay equity to sexual harassment in Parliament House itself. So I think in that way, for the swinging voters that count who are going to decide this election are women who intend to vote Liberal or Coalition and men who intend to vote the RP. Now, I said I think the Dockers have a good chance. The Wharfies might bring it home. But I also think Albo, who might have been a Wharfie in his previous life, will also bring it home. And I think for him, he's got to speak to a smoked meat guy. Now, smoked meat guy is a kind of character I've identified just from my life of interacting in marginal electorates and mainstream electorates. This is the guy who likes to barbecue, and likes to barbecue in a new way. It's not turning over burnt sausages at the sizzle or going to Bunnings on the weekend. He's the guy who might own the Komodo dragon, who might get some charcoal, who might get a bit of hickory wood, who might do some ribs or some brisket. And I think this kind of person is the key to this election.
So there's a cultured element to this guy.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, when we look at smoked meat in the last decade, basically over the course of the Liberal government, we can see a big influence of the southern US, right? We see it in the kind of Texan character. We see it in the pop-ups and the changes in burgers. This is also connected to the brioche bun rather than the sourdough bun, which is new in Australia, right? Mm. It's quite hard to find beetroot on a burger anymore. And
impossible.
You can also see it in the decline of the salad sandwich. It's hard to see the salad sandwich. But pulled pork is everywhere, brisket it is everywhere, hot fried chicken is starting to become a thing. And this is the culture element that it ties into. You know, the ALP slogan this year is a better tomorrow. Now, Joe Biden's slogan in the last election was build back better. So it's interesting to me that better has been used by both. So we can talk about the American influence on Australia as a whole, which makes sense because of the similarities at a cultural level. But I think in that way, smoked meat guy has a culture element, has an element of saying, this is how we tap into and identify who we are and how we might vote. So I think smoked meat guy is someone who sits on the fence, who is more concerned about turning over that brisket at hour four in the oven, keeping the juices nice and warm, doing some basting. And I think right now, halfway through the campaign, it's time for smoked meat guy to tune in and have a listen.
Because smoked meat guy is a doer, isn't he? I mean, he's not like a couch potato. He's not Norm from the 70s. As mentioned before, like his views say, like on a prime minister that might support a rugby team as his form of sport, they sort of view that as a bit soft.
That's right. I think this is an interesting thing where we can talk about masculinity and the kind of ways in which masculinity makes sense in public Australia. But like you say, smoked meat guy is a doer, right? Like to smoke meat, it takes a bit of effort. You've got to get a special kind of barbecue. You might have to buy wood chips or charcoal depending on what you're doing. You're going to have to go to a specialist butcher to buy a big brisket. You're going to have to create your own rub and put it on the meat. You're going to have to tend to this meat for 8, 12 hours, right? And that's a type of dedication, a type of loyalty, rather than just driving through Macca's and getting the cheap and easy eats, right? And so I think in that way, smoking meat is an art and a craft. And smoked meat guy is a kind of not only middle class or working class or upper middle class Australian man type, but it's someone who wants to see things done. And this is the thing, right? This is what I think rankles a lot of people about the incumbent government. You know, it's a government that hasn't got much done. And I mean this in a kind of bipartisan way. When you cast your eye back, let's start with Hawke, for example. I think Hawke, you know, he had the Accord. That was a big item. Keating had his Redfern speech, native title. John Howard had guns. I'll give him that, as much as it hurts me to say so. Kevin Rudd had the apology. Julia Gillard had NDIS. Tony Abbott ate an onion. Malcolm Turnbull had same-sex equality. And Scott Morrison hasn't had much. And so when we think about it, smoked meat guy wants something to be done because he loves to smoke meat, but he also loves Australia.
The Venn diagram, does it cross over with jet ski guy at all?
Well, I think that's an interesting thing because I think smoked meat guy is across Australia. I think smoked meat guy is in every suburb across Australia but might have a high percentage in Western Australia because the weather's good for it. We got that disposable income. People love to get out and about, and I think it's a bit harder to do that if you're in a walk-up in Melbourne or you're in inner city Sydney. But jet ski guy, I would say, is a real WA phenomenon.
Oh, because he's part FIFO smoked meat guy.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, if you want indicators of whether a boom is on WA, you look out for jet skis and utes, you know? Jet skis and utes are a kind of disposable income. A barbecue is a bit cheaper. But jet ski guy is probably friends with smoked meat guy. And I hope when they talk about politics for the 2 minutes out of the 5 hours they hang out with, they just say, yeah, ScoMo, he is from marketing. He is a bit of a tool. Albo's all right. He's a bit rusty, but I'll give him a go, you know? And I think Smoked Meat Guy and Jet Ski Guy can get together and really help out on pay equity for women and really help out on superannuation for our care workers in aged care, disability care, childcare. And that has a gender quality to it too. And Smoked Meat Guy is willing to give a hand.
I mean, maybe there's an element of Jet Ski Guy like graduating into a Smoked Meat Guy as he gets educated.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's quite a possibility, you know. It'd be a pretty busy weekend if you're jet skiing and smoking meat.
True.
But it could be quite possible. And like you say, you know, you go from high school to uni and in between there's an exam. And so that might be when you trade your jet ski for a minivan and a new barbecue.
So who's talking to smoke meat guy the best? Who's gonna corner him? If you're a sports bet and you're putting the odds out on this one, where's it going?
This is a deep and hard question, right? Because I think smoked meat guy hasn't tuned in quite yet. I think smoked meat guy,
I mean, smoked meat guy doesn't listen to Clive, does he?
No, smoked meat guy certainly doesn't listen to Clive. He might have at the last election, I'll give him that, because there was just such a spend on advertising. But I don't think smoked meat guy is listening to Clive. I also don't think smoked meat guy is racist, which discounts a whole lot of parties from Pauline Hanson right through to the Great Australia Party. I think smoked meat guy also values tolerance and inclusion, right, which means he's not necessarily interested in smaller issues. If he's paying attention to politics just in the final closing campaign, I think in that way he will come home to his natural party, which is the ALP. You know, I think, you know, I myself identify as a splitting voter, which means I vote different in the lower house and different in the upper house because I like to have a one party checking the other party. And I also vote with values. And I think my values are idiosyncratic enough that they're ideologically based rather than party driven.
Yep.
Right. And so I think if I'm thinking about smoked meat guy, he doesn't mind if like the mung beaners and the green smoothies and so on show up from down Fremantle way, you know. But I don't necessarily think he's tuning in to Adam Band because I think there's a difference in cultural relationship, and that might be about the mainstream quality, might be a class factor. But I think smoked meat guy has turned off Scott Morrison. I don't think he's necessarily turned onto Anthony Albanese, but I think if we're narrowing the eyes, we're putting the blinkers on, we're down the race course, we're laying the ears back, I think Albo's going to bring this one home.
So, I mean, just to bring it in there, I mean, smoked meat guy is a little bit selfish then. I mean, it is about being a good capo.
Yeah, I don't know if it's about being a good capo, But I think in that way, Snake Meat Guy is politically conscious enough to vote in his self-interest. And if you are voting in your self-interest for the majority of class persuasions, you do tend to vote in a centrist way. You know, we have to think also about the kind of industrial scale of what eating meat means. We have to think about the kind of smoked meat guys' push and pull and the relationship to their work and their industrial relations.
Mm.
And I think in that way, Smoked Meat Guy is an interesting, curious cultural figure that will pass as well. You know, just like you mentioned in your introduction, right? It was like soccer mom, NASCAR dad. We don't really talk about those people as voting blocks or voting phenomenons. And we see this in Australia in different ways over the years. There's Quiet Australians, which is the Scott Morrison phrase from last time.
Yep.
There were Howard's Battlers, you know. So these are identified as kind of people that fade from view. And I think in this way, it's interesting to think what comes after Smoked Meat Guy. And Smoked Meat Guy might be the person I've identified for this election,
yeah,
because I think it's only a cultural phenomenon of the last decade.
Absolutely.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, no one was rocking out with pulled pork. No one was coming up with brisket. There was no brioche in sight.
Dude, it was snags and a bun if you were lucky.
That's
more,
right.
More likely a slice of tip top.
Yeah, and a steak sandwich at the roadhouse when you're driving down to the beach where there's, you know, like thick army blankets on the bed. There's no rammed earth and underfloor heating, you know. And I think this is the class journey that Australia has been on for 30 years of pretty much uninterrupted economic growth. And so I think in that way, what comes after Smoked Meat Guy is the real question. And that's a question for the political and cultural classes to decide upon. And then think about who's that person who's going to swing that election in 5 or 10 years' time, even though wages is going to be still be an issue, the environment's going to still be an issue, and Australian identity is going to be an issue.
Well, I mean, you say all those things. It could be electric car girl.
Exactly.
Next.
Exactly, right? You know, or it might be ocean swimming dad, or it might be triathlon fun grandma. It's exactly right. So we don't quite know what the next cultural phenomena is going to be and how that's going to intersect with politics. But I'm always up for that discussion when the time comes.
Well, I'm always up for a bit of smoked meat as well. So, and I'm up for a decent election. So the next few weeks are going to be fun for us.
That's right, Jeff.
Dr. Rob, thank you very much for joining us on the record talking politics.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Dr. Rob Wood from the Centre for Stories, which... go online, check that place out as well, because the work that they do is fantastic.